Things start early at the Schoenbar Middle School kitchen. It's 5 a.m. on a recent Thursday, and a Food Services of America delivery truck is here. The driver unloads boxes of food and brings them into the kitchen.
They deliver it every Thursday, and it's for Monday through Friday of the following week.
Madonna Brock is the Food Services Director for Ketchikan Schools. She reads a list of what FSA delivers each week.
Cantaloupe. There's carrots, cucumbers, tomatoes, cauliflower, and then we have all the cheeses, you know.
This food is shipped up on the Alaska Marine Highway from an FSA warehouse in Seattle, Washington. And it goes into around 600 school lunches made each day here in the Schoenbar kitchen. Head cook Jim Lindahl and his assistant Lori Morrison prepare three entrees each day. There's the main dish, which goes to all the schools, and two alternatives, which go to the high school, Revilla, and Schoenbar, in addition to the main dish. Jim and Lori are starting out making one of the alternatives.
I'm making tuna salad for the tuna sliders.
Jim has been working here for 4 years. This is Lori's first year. They say they usually sample the dishes they make every day for quality control.
We do try most of what we make to make sure. It's a good product.
Oh, I think it's all very nutritious. It's just finding what the kids like is kind of the hard part.
Madonna sees it similarly. She says the biggest conflict they have to work out is between what kids like and what their parents like.
You know, the parents don't really like to see the chicken nuggets on the menu and stuff. But the kids, that's when our counts are really high, is when we have chicken, you know. So it's really kind of hard to kind of take that away from them. I don't know what else to do. And we've been getting more fresh fish. Now I do that twice a month.
Jim pointed out some of the new, fresher recipes they've been trying.
For this one, we're going to have the halibut sandwich is going to be new this month. And we just started doing the garlic halibut.
The halibut is the only food product that is locally produced. Things like bread, cheese, and bananas come from Food Services of America. The majority of food that make up the entrees, chicken nuggets, hamburgers, pizza, breakfast burrito, that comes pre-made from the federal government. It's part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National School Lunch Program. An example of that is today's main entree for all the schools. Jim and Lori start making it at about 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're going to start the enchiladas now. I know it's really early, but we got to start early on this.
The government foods are shipped to Ketchikan about once a month from Fife, Washington.
It's really a good product, yeah. I don't know when they make it, you know, put it together, but it's frozen and it's good, yeah.
Jim and Lori break apart the frozen tortilla wraps and lay them out in rows in the pan. Then they pour enchilada sauce on the tortillas, sprinkle cheese on them, add another layer of frozen enchiladas, and so on. They'll cook about 20 pans of these for the schools. On the February lunch menu, out of 19 school days, 15 of the lunches had government product entrees. The other four were either FSA product or Cedars Lodge fish. On the March menu, out of 14 school days, 11 had government product entrees.
These are going to go to Fawn Mountain. And then hers are going to be going to charter.
The only school Jim and Lori do not prepare enchiladas for is Point Higgins Elementary, which is about 15 miles north of Schoenbar. In early March, they started cooking the lunches on site at the Point Higgins kitchen. Michelle Oren is the one who does that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to fill the carts, and then about 9 o'clock I head out there. Usually.
Madonna hopes cooking the lunches at Point Higgins will make them taste fresher to the students. She says her goal is to make it possible to cook the lunches on location at each school.
And hopefully someday we'll get all the schools back on that again. That would be nice.
That might help with one of the main complaints in the parent survey. A lot of the parents could tell that the food had been sitting in a heater or cooler for a number of hours between when it was made and when it was served. Throughout the rest of the morning, Jim and Lori continue with the enchiladas and make the other alternate entree, chicken fajita salad. In another section of the kitchen, Nancy Johnson prepares veggies for a new addition this school year.
Right now I'm doing the salads for the salad bars for the schools.
The parents' surveys were mixed on the pizza and chicken nuggets, but most were positive about the salad bar. Another new addition to the schools is the fruit and vegetable program, which is also sponsored by the USDA. Each day, students at Houtling, Fawn Mountain, Tongass, and Charter get a snack that is usually a fruit, sometimes a vegetable, ordered from Tatsuta's, a local grocery store. Today is a special day.
Today's raspberries. Yes, my favorite. Their favorite, too.
Susie McKittrick has been working here for 2 years. She helps serve lunch at Fawn Mountain and says the kids love their fruit. But she also hears complaints about the lunches.
You know, I don't really know if we can improve it here. They do a lot. They work really hard to make the food better and make it nice. But we can only work with what we get. So I think there's too much processed food still. Like even the nuggets, the kids' favorite food is, it's just processed nuggets. And it could be better.
At around 9 o'clock, Glenn Brown arrives. He's a bus and delivery driver for First Student.
There are carts. The hot food is on the top half of the cart, and they plug in. They have heating elements in them. So the top is hot, and the bottom actually is cold for salads and vegetables, etc.
Glenn rolls 3 carts full of lunch onto a truck, one each for Tongass, Charter, and Fawn Mountain. He rolls the first cart into the Charter School around 9:15, and then the second into Tongass School, which is in the same building. Then the cart sits there for a while, plugged into an outlet in the wall, keeping the enchiladas hot and the salad and veggies cold. After a few more hours, at 1 o'clock, it's lunchtime at Tongass.
Anything else, honey?
Do we got pizza?
We have enchiladas today. You like carrots, and do you want any lettuce today, Anessa?
No, I love enchiladas.
The first and second graders give today's lunch good reviews. How's it taste?
Good.
Good.
Yummy?
Lovely, Toby.
How's it taste?
Good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good? 10 being the best.
10.
How's the rest of it taste?
Nom nom.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.